It's Chris or ChatGPT on 94.5 PST.
All right, so if you think you know what our dear Chris Rollins would say when we ask her a question, this game is made for you. If you think you use ChatGPT enough, this game is for you. We say good morning to Jen. Hey, Jen, you're in Hamilton this morning, right?
That's correct.
All right, Jen, you ready? You ready to take on? Well, not take on. You ready to see how much you know?
All set.
All set. It's that simple, Chris. You ready?
You just never know what's going to come out of my mouth or ChatGPT's.
All right, Jen, here comes your first one. I asked them both, what's the most ambitious thing people say every Sunday night? And the answer I got back from one of them was, this week I'm going to get my life together. Was that from Chris or was that from ChatGPT?
I'm going to have to go with Chris on that one.
You're saying Chris, and unfortunately that is...
Nah, I do feel like I have my life together. You know what I'm doing on a Sunday night? Yeah. On a Sunday night, I'm crying because the weekend's over and the busy week is about to start. I totally get the Sunday scaries.
All right, so we'll see how we do on number two. Two more chances for redemption here.
All right.
I asked them both, what's a sign a relationship is getting serious? And one of them told me, you stop being embarrassed by your drive-through order. Is that Chris or is that ChatGPT?
I'm going to have to guess Chris again.
No, no, no. Yeah, what does that even mean, Joe?
Well, it means...
My drive-thru order? Yeah, a cheeseburger means, and fries?
Well, I guess you don't have an embarrassing one. Some people order, I think, too much.
Yeah,
they're
no.
A little embarrassed.
I don't have an embarrassing one.
Or too many modifications. I think that also can be embarrassing for some people.
Yeah,
but you're good.
For me, the sign a relationship is getting serious would be, and I think we even had this as a question last week, like when you pee in front of each other and stuff
she
like
did,
that.
She did say that for something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, that could be that
all
too.
Right, Jen, final one, channel Chris or ChatGPT, last chance
Come
for redemption.
On, Jen.
I asked them both, what's something that sounds romantic but is actually a trap? And they said the phrase, you pick the restaurant. Is that Chris who said that or is that ChatGPT who said that?
Chat for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That was the one that Chris said this round.
Do you know, my husband is the master at that phrase. What do you want to do for your birthday? What restaurant do you want to go to? What do you feel like eating? Do you know what? It's not because he's letting me choose. He has no ideas. And he's putting the responsibility on me, and that drives me nuts.
That's exactly what that is. Well, Jen, even though you didn't get any, we're good sports here. We got your tickets to The Clue, a walking mystery happening at the Kimmel Center now through July 5th. It's the iconic family favorite board game coming to life with an interactive and immersive experience. A real detective. You get to be it in the IRL version of the board game. Figure out who did it, where, and when. Tickets on sale right now nightly at ensembleartsphilly.org. Hang a line. We need another player, so we'll do round two coming up next, right?
Yeah, now you know what you got to do. It's very easy. You just got to pick Chris or ChatGPT. Call now if you want to play round two.
It's Chris or ChatGPT on 94.5 PST.
It's basically what the big voice guy just said, right? We asked Chris Rollins a question. We asked ChatGPT a question. Now we get to see who answered with what. Right?
And I will tell you that I just give my gut answer. I don't know if that helps you at all, but whenever Joe says, I just boom.
That's it. Yeah, she does it. And I mean, ChatGPT answers pretty quickly as well. So.
Exactly. That's why I did it.
So, all right, here we go. We say good morning to Lee and Hamilton. All right, Lee, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You know, the last Hamilton representative missed them all, so you gotta represent the entire town here, okay?
Come on, lock in, Lee.
Yeah, she's a terrible.
All right, Lee. Here we go. Question number one. What's the real reason people take forever to text back? That's what I asked them both. They answered, or one of them answered, they opened the message, got distracted, and now it's too awkward to reply 3 days later. Is that Chris or is that ChatGPT?
Talk it out.
That sounds like ChatGPT.
The boos are back. That was Chris.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, haven't you ever been in that spot where you open it? You're busy, but you open it. You should just leave the dot there and get to it later. But you open it, you get distracted, and boom, it's gone. And then it's like, oh, God, I forgot.
You know, you can mark something as unread
I
again.
I do that sometimes, but when you're distracted, you're busy and you don't always think
what
of that.
What does Chat say about it then?
Actually, I deleted Chet's answers, to be honest. I deleted ChatGPT's answers. I don't even have them written down anymore. It probably said something similar, but no, I only keep the one set in front of me because I don't want to, you know me, I get really easily distracted.
He does.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What's the biggest confidence boost? One of them said someone liking your photo from 3 years ago.
Hmm.
3 years?
Has that ever happened to you where someone liked your picture and like, whoa?
I'm going to say Chris.
You're saying Chris.
Oh, man. What is going on today?
What did you say about that, Chris, though? What's the biggest
you know what the biggest confidence boost is? Because I'm losing some weight. It's when people tell me about, acknowledge my weight loss. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. All right, here we go. Channel it, Lee. Third one.
Come
Final
on,
Final redemption.
Lee.
We got to get one today as a whole here. I asked them both, what's a sign you're no longer young? And one of them said, you hurt yourself sleeping. Was that Chris... or was that ChatGPT?
Hurt yourself sleeping.
Was that Chris? Or was that ChatGPT?
Mm. I'm going to go with Chris on this one.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, I got one.
I got to be honest, Lee, my neck is hurting a little bit this morning. I really think it's because I need a new pillow, but it could be because, like, I'm not 20 anymore. You know what I mean? It
could be both of those things. All right, Lee.
You never hurt yourself sleeping, Lee?
Probably, yeah.
Wake up with a stiff neck or something. Come on.
All right, Lee, we got you a pair of tickets for the Clue Walking Mystery happening at the Kimmel Center now through July 5th. The iconic family favorite board game comes to life with an interactive and immersive experience. You could be a real life detective in the version of the iconic board game. Figure out who did it, where, and with what. Tickets on sale now for everyone else on ensembleartsphilly.org. Hang on.
If you want to impress your date, there's a new trendy way to kind of wow them. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. You send a car service for them. That's what everybody's doing now. Now, I was thinking about this. I'm like, a car service? I guess in the city, that would make sense. If you're meeting there and you're taking public transportation, that could be a pain, right? But then I dove a little deeper. Now, I mean, people are meeting online, on apps all the time. It's not like the more traditional way where you get to know them first, families know each other, so you're showing up at a front door. Because at first I thought, get over to their house and pick them up. But it's kind of different now.
Now, you really
don't even barely know them.
I would be creeped out now if I don't
to tell
know that
where you live, right?
Ever on a first date, I don't know that I've ever told them where I live.
Yeah, it's different now.
They know the neighborhoods I've lived in, mm-hmm. but they don't know exactly where I live. Because I would actually be curious about that, especially for a girl. Like, for safety's sake, I can't imagine many ladies are like, I live at 112 Main Street, you know? Like,
but that used to be the thing to do. You show up, you pick them up at their house, you show up with flowers at the front door, you know, all this stuff. Obviously, it's very different now. So now, you send a car service, you send an Uber, you send, I don't know about a limo on a first date, but... Mm-hmm. It's trendy now to take care of their transportation.
If the issue becomes then, you kind of, do you feel like you're at the end of the night, right? It's like, well, I can give you a ride home. I feel like you got to handle that more tactfully.
You got to be careful.
Well, yeah. Or if that's what you want, it's a good in for that as well.
Or
I can give you a ride home.
Or if it's not what you want,
yeah,
send them home in an Uber.
Well, no,
it's kind of a power move.
You like, tell them I'm going home in my own Uber.
Oh, well, right? True.
I would say.
Do you just send them home? Hey, your car's outside.
No, I'm saying if you're trying to get them in bed.
No,
you're
I'm saying
say
if you're
right
trying
home.
To get rid of them.
Yes, that's true.
Then your car's outside.
Oh, you're doing the inverse.
It's a power move.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris, we got a first timer. So that means it could be a first time winner on Can't Beat Chris today. We say good morning to Nicholas in Marlton. Hey, Nicholas.
Hi.
You're nervous, you said, right? Why are you nervous?
I am. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
The pressure is on. It's always easier to answer them in your car than when you're live on the air. Do you play along in the car?
Yes, I do.
Oof.
You're
okay.
Fine, Nicholas. She's nothing to be scared of, I promise, okay?
Okay, I got this.
All right. All right, Chris, we'll see you in a few.
Good luck.
All right, Nicholas, it's just you and I. Let's see how you do. Your first question starts now. Ellen was spotted on vacation with Kris Jenner over the weekend. Ellen voiced a fish in a popular animated movie years ago. What was the name of that movie?
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, you want to lock it in?
Yeah, lock it in.
All right, we're going to lock it in. There we go. Question number two. Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney were among the celebrities out and about at the Knicks game last night. They both star as Detective Stabler and Detective Benson on what popular TV show?
Oh, no. I don't think I know this one. I'm going to say LAPD.
LAPD. All right, we're going to lock in LAPD. Question number three. Niall Horan's album Dinner Party dropped on Friday. He was a former member of what popular boy band?
One Direction.
Locking in One Direction. Can't Be Chris this morning, powered by my favorite place, Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch and happy hour specials on Saturday and Sundays too. Al's, it's where the locals go. Online, alsairportin.com. All right, Chris, you back?
I'm back.
All right, Chris, here we go. Nicholas answers all locked in. Are you nervous to take on Nicholas?
I am a little nervous.
Good. I like that.
That's what I don't have any. I don't have any wins under my belt, so yeah. Not feeling all that confident.
Here we go. Let's see. Will he beat her? Find out now. All right, Chris. Number one, Ellen was spotted on vacation with Kris Jenner over the weekend. Ellen voiced a fish in a popular animated movie years ago. What was that movie?
Oh, it's It is Nemo, right? Nemo, Finding Nemo.
Oof. Also would have accepted Finding Dory, but you both said Finding Nemo. You're both correct. Very good. All right, Chris, number two. I can never say this actress's name, so we're going to let me escape with that. But Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney.
Oh, she was at the game last night.
Were among the celebrities at the Knicks game last night.
She was literally hugging players.
They both star as Detective Stabler and Detective Benson on what popular TV show?
Oh, what is the name of that show? Yes.
I mean, it's on a lot.
Yep. But I don't watch those shows. You know that it's not my kind of show. Is it, No. It's not NYPD Blue? No.
NYPD Blue is long gone.
I know.
Nicholas said LAPD. The correct answer was Law and Order.
Oh.
Would have accepted SVU as well, but Law and Order. Oh, yeah.
I knew that. I just don't ever watch it, so it's not
Taylor's
on top of my
brain. Taylor's cat is named after her character. Yeah. All right, and the last one, let's see, could come down to this because we're tied 1-1. Niall Horan's album, Dinner Party, dropped on Friday. He's a former member of what boy band?
Come on, easy. One Direction.
You both said One Direction. You're both correct. That means we end today in a tie, 2-2. So, Nicholas, you do not have to give us that phrase of shame. So that's worthy of applause itself. You got tickets to see Kalani when she comes to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on August 21st. Tickets on sale now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh, Love Island drama. So Huda Mustafa's time on Love Island may be over, right? But new surveillance footage has put her back in the spotlight. So TMZ got a hold of some video that shows Huda inside the apartment complex of Nicole Oliveira, who is the baby mama of her ex, Lewis Russell.
Oh, boy.
Which is not great for Huda because the video helps, you know, Nicole's case in a restraining order request earlier this year. So you remember Nicole accused Huda of threatening her, showing up at her home because of the drama with her and Lewis. Huda's denied it, but now I'm not so sure she can deny that because there's video.
I live for these reality dramas because it just, like, we all, like, I live for this. I do. I really do.
I thought you would like that. So Charlie XCX just announced her new album. It's called Music, Fashion, Film, and the tour to go along with it. We found out that the tour is actually kicking off here in Philly on September 11th at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. I'm sure we'll have tickets for you.
Hopefully soon. And you know, it's a pretty small tour, actually.
12 dates. That's it.
Philly's one of the few dates. Usually Philly gets kind of bypassed. We didn't this time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you know how you can buy like a roll of cookie dough, like Nestle or whatever? Well, now Ghirardelli is going to make like ready to bake cookie dough. Ghirardelli chocolate? You were just eating some chocolate.
I have a secret office. Don't out me for my... There's a secret box of chocolate
He's
in the office.
He's still skinny. It's okay.
But there's that secret box that you're not supposed to out me for.
I didn't. You just outed yourself. Well, all I said was you're eating chocolate.
Right.
And there's been a pretty major breakup. Ariana Grande is single again. So why this is so major is because these two left their spouses for each other because this was it. Remember? They didn't even last 3 years. They say they're better off as friends than lovers. They apparently are friends. Apparently it was amicable. I don't know if I believe that. But anyway.
I love her
romantic
life.
What breakup is
amicable?
Though. Come on. It ends for a reason.
Love her love life.
Her life.
Because now, you know, originally there were some rumors she might give up on music for a little bit. I imagine now she's going to have some feelings to put into some new music after this album.
Well, and speaking of, Petal, by the way, is not about Ethan. Not about the breakup. Not about the relationship. I think this was done a while ago.
It sounds that way.
So yeah, don't expect to hear any like sad breakup lyrics in this. All right, there's the scoop. Does anybody have a robe anymore? Well, apparently they do. I was the only one at Girls Weekend without one.
I have questions, but hold on. Good morning.
It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. Yeah, so it went on a girls' weekend, and at the end of the night, everybody's getting cute jammies on and stuff, and they're robes. They have these robes. I'm like, why am I the only one who doesn't have a robe? I thought robes were like grandma thing. Now, I do have a robe. It's somewhere shoved in my closet. It's like a big, puffy, comfy robe, and you can see how much I've worn it. I don't.
So I have some follow-up questions. What? I'm scared to ask this question.
What?
Question number one, what do you wear to bed?
I have a nightshirt.
Okay.
I don't have any pants on. I mean, I have underwear on, obviously. But it's like a nightshirt.
It goes like to your knees or whatever.
Yeah.
Big shirt, right?
Yeah, it's a little.
And it's the same shirt every night?
Well, I have a couple that I rotate. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I've put some pop.
What? Why?
I'm just trying to picture. I'm trying to paint the scene.
Is that
odd? Well, I'm trying to paint the scene here. Mm-hmm. But these classy ladies all go and put on their nighties and their things. And Chris comes
ropes.
Down. Chris comes down in her old Flyers t-shirt or whatever. And is like, let's go, ladies. Like,
no, do you? It's interesting.
That's what I'm trying to paint that picture.
It's funny that you say that because I actually have vacation cute jammies.
Oh, my God.
That if I'm on a girls' weekend, I wear those.
So your husband.
I have a little matching set.
Your husband doesn't get the cute stuff.
Nope.
Only the girls' trip. She has a specific set of pajamas for the girls' trip. But they all came down in like the morning as well in these robes, right?
Yeah.
Like in their.
Oh, even hanging out on the porch in robes. And I'm like, why am I the only one who doesn't have a rope? I didn't think anyone had ropes.
And also, I want to paint more of the picture for everyone.
Under 75, I should say.
I want to make more of the picture. Chris was hosting this group thing. So she's the only one sitting there not in a robe and looking around like, oh, okay, none for the host here. Okay,
usually just put on a pair of leggings, like usually very cash down the short, very cash. So like an oversized shirt, a pair of leggings, they all had their robes, which I kind of felt, you know how I have FOMO?
Yeah.
I kind of felt left out that I didn't have a cute robe. But I was sitting there thinking, they're all drinking their coffee and their robes and stuff. And I'm like, who has a robe anymore? Like, my grandma did. My mom did.
My mom loves her bathrobe.
Okay, well, that's your mom.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying, like, I'm agreeing with you.
Older women.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, my mom, I mean, for years, that was what I bought her every year for Mother's Day. I bought
me
her
too.
A new robe.
Me, same with me, Joe. Mm-hmm. But do younger women have robes? Because I really kind of thought we didn't. We don't. We didn't.
Gotta say, I looked up some pictures. They've gotten a little. So I think there's almost two ways to look at this, right? Some of them are a little, dare I say, sexier.
Yes.
Than what I think. I guess I was still picturing like grandma style robe. No, some of these are like hot.
And they were not, I have to say, I have to give it to them. They were not granny style robes. And I was thinking to myself, where do you get these robes? I don't even know. I really didn't know robes were a thing right now. So that's what I'm asking. Do you have a robe?
Does anyone under 80 own a robe?
Exactly. That's what I want to know.
But these ladies, I mean, these are models here on Kohl's.com.
Well, but I'm convinced.
But they're hot.
Well, Joe, I am convinced that stores put them on hot models just to sell stuff. But are they true? Are people truly wearing these right now?
I think I want to get a Hugh Hefner robe.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd be a good look for
so
me.
So you don't wear a robe? Because I can kind of see you wearing a robe.
You know, it's funny. There was a brief moment when I first got roommates that I thought about it because my bathroom is not attached to my bedroom. So I do have to saunter into the hallway. And think about it. Sometimes it's just easier to saunter naked into the bathroom.
Agreed.
So I thought about having a robe on the back of my door, but I don't. But now.
So for functional purposes.
For
like our neighbors have a hot tub. And they'll leave robes out there, you know, because they'll go in the hot tub in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll jump out of the tub, not that I'm spying on them, and they'll put their robes on and they'll run into the house.
How do you know this without spying on them?
I'm saying I don't
If you live near, if you live next door to the Rollins, Chris has seen your buttocks.
I've seen it. Whatever the
you've seen them naked?
No, not naked. But I've seen the robes hanging. They have hooks, so the robes are hanging on there.
Okay.
Do you have a robe?
Yeah,
we want to. I really want to know. 609-243. She's getting married July 3rd in Madison Square Garden. There's Taylor Swift on PST. It's Chris and Joe. We're talking about robes. Do you have a robe? I was the only one on Girls Weekend that did not have a cutesy robe, and I had a little FOMO. Let's go to the phones. Diane's in Plainsboro. Do you have one, Diane?
Yes, I do. I actually have multiple.
What?
So I have the big puffy one, but I also have ones for the summertime, too.
And so what? Tell me about your life. You get home from work, you change your clothes, you put your robe on. Like, when are you wearing the robe?
I usually wear it. Similar to Emily, like after the shower, when you're getting ready, you don't feel like getting dressed yet. You're kind of lounging around.
Got it. Got it. So you have a bunch of them. I'm missing out
here.
Yeah,
I rotate them.
Oh. I'm missing out. I need a robe, I think. All right, let's go to Jordan in Hamilton. Jordan, do you have a robe?
Oh my God, Chris. Hey. Yes, I have like 3 robes.
Really?
No joke. Yeah, for real. I have a long robe, obviously, and that's like a fuzzy robe, and I usually wear it literally all around the house. But if I'm going on vacation, I have an UGG robe, and I literally call that robe my bougie robe because I pretend I'm a rich person.
Jordan.
I love it.
Wait, you have room? If you're going on vacation, you have room to pack your UGG robe with you?
It's got to be big and fluffy.
No, actually, it's very like, how do I say it? It's not fluffy, but it's like... think of it as like a sweatshirt, you know, like the kind of sweatshirt that's like, you know, not fuzzy, but it's like really, really comfy.
Okay, gotcha.
And trust me, I pack it in and, you know, I'm like, I'm rich for the day. You know, I might be going to the Hilton in Arizona and I'm like, I'm broke, but I'm rich.
She's like, take that holiday in. Take that.
This is amazing. Okay, so I need to get a robe. What's in the app chat, Joe?
Kat in Ewing said she also has 2 robes. That she has a summer and a winter robe. We have an app chat. So this is interesting, right? I'm not going to reveal their name, but they said, I'm actually 71. I do not wear robes. That's too old people for me.
I love it.
Somebody said, I asked for a robe for Christmas 5 years ago. Haven't touched it.
Yeah. Like I said, I do have one. I just don't really wear it. And it's too wintry for going down the shore or whatever. But I think I'm going to look for these. You know, Joe, you said you found some like hot ones.
Some of these, yeah.
Are they silk?
Some of them are, yeah. Some of them, like, yeah, some of them are quite sexy, but like, some of them are so sexy, I don't think you'd want your kids in the house wearing this robe.
Oh, jeez. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:32. So there's a new trendy way that we found out how to impress your date. It's Chris and Joe, by the way. So you basically send a car for him. You know how you meet somebody on an app or whatever? You typically, nowadays, instead of picking up your date, a lot of times you're meeting there, right, Joe?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was picked up or picked a date up.
I mean, if you're meeting on an app, do you really want them to know where you live? So you meet there. So now the trend is whoever initiated the date sends a car for the person so they don't have to worry about transportation. I mean, in the city, that'd be huge, right? You don't have to take a bus, you don't have to take a train, whatever. But even if you live in the suburbs, it's kind of, I don't know, is it very chivalristic?
I would say it's a safer way to do it, right? I mean,
sure.
Technically, they probably still know your address because you have to say, I live at 12 Main Street, have the car pick me up on Main Street.
Oh, well, that's true.
But what I do is, even on, for some reason, the way that Uber works, actually.
Well, you can meet somebody someplace, like send the car to the corner of.
Exactly. So yeah. I use an address 2 doors down, not because I'm in this position, but because Uber tries to route them down an alley and stuff. So I use an address 2 doors down anyway. So I just say, oh, send it to the 200 block of Main Street.
It's,
you know,
still a way to kind of, what am I trying to say, Joe? It's still a way to be like, it's kind of like a power move. I feel like I want to impress you, but I know we don't do this thing anymore where I pick you up. So I'm still kind of picking you up without picking you up.
And, you know, if you're in the suburbs, it's a nice in because it's like not that I'm saying you have to, but it's a, hey, if you want to have 1 or 2 cocktails on our date, you don't have to worry about driving.
Absolutely.
Because, right, I'm not saying get drunk on a date. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, there's no point in having even a single drink and driving a car. There's just no reason in ever doing that. So,
agreed.
So why not be like, oh, you can have a few drinks over if you're nervous tonight at a date or whatever.
It's just a nice gesture. You know what I mean?
So chivalrous. Now, as a now you're a mom, as your kid's date, how would you feel if a car showed up for your door?
You know, I think about this in two different ways. Like if she doesn't know that person, yeah, I don't want them at my house right away.
Yeah, you want them meeting at the Applebee's.
Although then on the other side, yeah, I want them meeting there. I don't want them in the car together if she's never met him. Yeah,
she wants them only at the Applebee's.
You know what I mean? But in another way, I'm like, come here in front of my face. I want to see you. I want to experience you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now
so her, it's kind of twofold.
Now, if her son did it, she's like, you send that girl a car. Yeah. You go meet her. Or you tell him to go meet her family.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is kind of cool.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, so Ari is single again. Oh my God, I couldn't believe what I heard this yesterday. This was the guy, Ethan Slater, who she left her husband for. He left his wife. They left their spouses for each other because this was it. They were the ones. Didn't even last 3 years. They say they're better off as friends. Apparently it's amicable. They're still friends. They're just not lovers anymore. Happened a few months ago. Apparently they've been split for a while. And, you know, she's got a new album coming up, Petal. And she wants everyone to know it's not about him. It's not about the breakup. I actually think it was done a while ago.
Well, sometimes Ari's workflow has been she's been so heavy in movies lately that the album could have been done before
this
the relationship ended.
This is who they ended their marriages for.
So what? Sometimes the relationships don't work, Chris.
God, you remember so his critical. Wife was so hurt at she the
was,
time?
She was angry.
Ugh. So McDonald's has given its drive-thrus a little high-tech makeover. It's got this new AI-powered system that they're testing called Arch IQ. It's a partnership with Google. There was an earlier AI experiment, but that was scrapped. So this is something new. It's already been tested in 5 restaurants, and apparently it's processed more than 1 million orders with about 90% completed without needing a human. Just a shame, because that means job losses. But anyway, so the AI can take orders in both English and Spanish, while also kind of like helping managers behind the scenes with like a backup or, you know, operational issues, things like that. Ugh, I don't like it.
I don't either, but don't some like of these, it. I'm not any of them specifically, but some of them, some of these fast food places could use a little sprucing up of this.
No, you're right.
Not necessarily this one specifically.
You're right. Yeah. So there's a new trend that has you adding frozen pickles to your Sauvignon Blanc.
What?
So the latest viral Sauvignon Blanc obsession is frozen pickles in your wine.
Oh.
Even pickle brine, even ice. So it's easy to make, they say. Just add frozen pickle slices to a glass of chilled Sauvignon Blanc. And then some are taking it even further by turning it into like pickle-infused wine, putting in like the pickle brine. I like pickles.
That's disgusting.
And, you know, I don't really like wine, so maybe it'll make the wine taste better.
Make the wine taste sour, though. Pickles are sour.
From what I'm hearing, because I've had some friends do this, you can definitely taste the pickle. So it kind of overpowers the wine.
Well, I mean, I do once a year on Memorial Day weekend, I always do a pickleback shot. It's a tradition. You chase your whiskey with a pickle juice, and you don't taste the whiskey anymore.
Well, there you go. So if you don't like wine, this could be good for you. All right, there's the scoop. Do you have a playlist for your dog? Because apparently a lot of people are doing this these days. Hey there, it's Chris and Joe. I will admit, I leave the TV on for my dog.
A lot of people do that.
But I've never thought about music, like keeping music playing in the house. I mean, there's no different than having the sound of the TV, I guess.
We have a coworker who leaves his radio show on in the building for his dog.
So the dog will hear his voice?
Yeah, I don't know. Aww. But I don't think dogs process like radio. Like, I think they just drown it out.
If anything, I would think that'd be confusing. Like, where's my owner?
Yeah. Where's Scott? Where's Scott?
Yeah. So I found a few of these playlists online. Mm-hmm. Here are the most popular songs on like dog playlists. Here's the first one.
Okay. Oh, I think you want to just... Yeah, why don't you say
okay,
it?
Okay, it's Creep by Radiohead.
Creep by Radiohead. So it sounds like this.
What about this? Screams, my dog would like this.
I guess the question of what am I doing here? I don't belong. I mean,
it's
that's
so weird. Really
put your dog
me.
In kind of a depressing mood, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. What?
Yeah, wouldn't
that
it? A little
song?
Bit? Yeah.
I'd like to make my own playlist, put some Taylor Swift in there or something. I don't know. So the next one is, and these are the most popular songs on dog playlists these days, Linger by the Cranberries.
Ooh, I like that one.
Wrapped around my finger, dogs have us wrapped around their fingers.
Your dog sings that to your husband every day and looks at him and goes, I own you.
Yes, that is true. So another one is Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
Well, that one's kind of strange.
I know. Like all the songs so far, very high energy. Don't you want your dog just chilling out when you're not at home? My dog just sits in the window and looks at the cars that go by.
Yeah.
It's very odd to me.
This is painting some kind of image.
Do like the next song. It's Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Well, that one's become kind of a trending streaming song anyway.
Oh, I love this song. Now I can see this, right? A little more subdued than the others.
Yeah, I mean, there's the instrumentation on that one's a little more subdued, right? It's not that
apparently
bad.
Apparently, everybody's making playlists for their dogs lately. Mm-hmm. And the last one, these are the most popular songs on dog playlists. Mm-hmm. Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. Okay.
I mean, that one's
I don't really get it.
That was a little on the nose, though.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like the word title. Dog is in it. So I'm like, yeah, that's
what But is that why? So we're just finding songs?
I don't know.
With titles, with dogs.
Okay. All
very
right.
Odd to me.